This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
In honor of the Kentucky Derby, for this Saturday's horse show, we're talking about thoroughbreds. According to AP News, connections to the Kentucky Derby abound at a nonprofit horse farm in central Kentucky that takes in at-risk racehorses long past their prime. Old Friends is now in its 11th year operating as a refuge for stallions and other racehorses that otherwise might be forgotten or sent to slaughter. Top thoroughbred Dan the Bluegrass Man was ready to run in the 2002 Kentucky Derby, but he got sick on the day of the race and never ran. He lives there along with Willenda, who ran in the 1993 Derby. Another thoroughbred in that Derby, Bull in the Heather, lived at Old Friends until his death in April. Another Old Friends resident, Tinner's Way, never ran in the Derby, but he is the last foal of Secretariat, arguably the Derby's greatest race champion. Thoroughbreds Helping Thoroughbreds is also an organization that aims to promote thoroughbreds as a capable horse breed for competition after they've been retired from the racetrack. I spoke with Megan Harrison.
Absolutely. So our organization is a volunteer-based organization. We're a group of horse lovers in the St. Louis area, but we're hoping to expand our reach a little bit and broadcast throughout as much as we can. The Thoroughbreds Helping Thoroughbreds is sort of a brainchild of John and Holly Steinmeier. They have a bunch of thoroughbreds that they breed and they race, and they also train them to have another opportunity after working as a racehorse. You know, with thoroughbred racehorses, they have such a short lifespan with a career in horse racing, and they retire from horse racing so young that they still have so many years of their life ahead of them. And having that other opportunity for the horse to go out and have another job, as we call it, is certainly something that we're hoping to promote, and overall just promoting the breed.
Now, many people may think that these horses have clearly already had some form of rider on their back, and what goes into retraining them, and why do they need to be retrained?
Well, sometimes the racehorses have a little bit different mentality when it comes to their current work than what the rest of us who aren't jockeys would prefer to be on. You know, they're a little trained with the mindset of go, go, go. You know, they're raced, and it's just fast and furious. And, you know, they need a little bit of that retraining to kind of refocus that energy into engaging their bodies even in a different way, and even just to get the basic foundation and principles of English or Western riding. So they really just kind of need that extra outlet to kind of understand that, you know, like any person with any new job, there's a learning curve. And whether we've all had our first job or our second job and we're on to the next, there's still that learning curve and retraining that needs to happen, even for people. So it's sort of the same thing with the horses.
I'm sure it's also quite the lifestyle difference for them, going from the racetrack lifestyle where they go out and they run and they do their job to more of a go out every now and then and do some easier work.
Oh, sure. And while the racing, I believe, is just a little more intense over a quicker period of time, when they switch into a new sport, they're probably going to be ridden more frequently, but they're going to have a little bit less intense of a work, you know, over a longer span. So, of course, making sure they're all, you know, nutritionally balanced and stuff as well is going to help to keep them calmer. And, you know, sometimes they need to be, you know, what's called let down from the track. So essentially after they retire from the racetrack, they take a little bit of time off, a little mini vacation for however long it takes, and just kind of let them be a horse again, let them turn out with other horses and kind of get used to that group mentality again versus most racehorses staying in a stall the whole time. So it just kind of gives them an opportunity to kind of decompress and get out of that high-stress area to then come back into a new environment and again, just making sure that, you know, they get their time to calm down and kind of get used to their new environment before they start training up in a new area.
Now, what generally happens to racehorses who are retired from the track? I suppose some may think that they just go right back to the stable who races them, but from the sounds of it, that's not really the case.
Oh, no, absolutely. You know, once they're done racing, they're with any sort of trainer or anything, they become more of a money eater than a money maker. So they're not generating any money anymore. And, you know, a lot of these trainers have and owners have several racehorses. And, you know, to have one on the payroll that's not really performing at all is sort of a detriment. So a lot of times they go to a thoroughbred retirement facility, and worst case scenario, they end up in slaughterhouses. I mean, they just, it's sort of, their population exceeds what their barn can hold, and they're not, they're putting as much money in as they're taking out, and it's just not a good bottom line for them. So understanding that and knowing that, you know, a thoroughbred, even off the track, is a viable breed to compete in any other discipline, Western, English, be it, you know, barrel racing to eventing to dressage, they have that capability to be able to flex and go into a new role. And it's certainly not the case that they get to just stick around the barn and live the rest of their life. And oftentimes they retire when they're, you know, 4 or 5 years old, and then horses can live into their 20s. So they kind of become sort of a big investment for something that, you know, no one's getting that personal enjoyment out of necessarily, or in the racing standpoint, any of the funds out. So, you know, it's with thoroughbreds helping thoroughbreds, you know, we feel it's our obligation for the thoroughbreds to make sure that the horses get a fair chance at a second career once they're finished at racetrack. So the Steinmeyers fully believe that, you know, starting training them early, not only for racing but also for showing or trail riding, it just kind of gives them a greater foundation of success in the future.
So your organization comes in to help these racehorses that have been retired from the tracks. Where do most of your racehorses come from?
Most of them come from Fairmount Racetrack, just in Fairmount City, Illinois. It's the main racetrack in the southern Illinois area. We have had some that will come down from Arlington or Hawthorne up in Chicago, but one of our greater goals is that we're going to be able to grow this organization and make it something that, you know, we want people to be able to volunteer their time. And a lot of people are passionate about their thoroughbreds, just like they're passionate about the sport they do in the equestrian world. So most of the horses we see in the organization are from the Fairmount area, but that's not to say we're not open to other things. And I guess I should say, you know, unfortunately, we don't have the means or capabilities to take in a lot of horses. We're just looking to make those connections in our area and as well as other areas as we expand between horse and rider to be able to promote the thoroughbreds that way.
So a local organization trying to help out local horses.
Exactly. That's our key goal.
And how's the horse racing industry doing? I mean, how many horses are being retired? I know many people who have horses just in general, even just as pets, suffered a little bit with last year's drought and hay shortage. Did that impact more horses getting retired from the racetracks?
You know, I don't have an actual number or figure for that, but I will say just in my general viewing of working with organizations such as Canter in the area or Galloping Out, other organizations that do take on the horses, the X-Racehorses, that they've seen quite an uptake. I've seen a lot of prices lowered on horses, and I've seen a lot of horses that were champions in the racing world and were going to have a great future, even in eventing or barrel racing, trail riding, anything. Their prices have really been lowered. So if anyone's in the horse market, it's definitely the market to buy, I'd say. But I don't have any specific numbers, but I would say it's definitely grown. There are a lot more horses that need homes, and people are having a hard time keeping jobs, and unfortunately, you have to cut your biggest expense, and sometimes that's the horse. So I'd say that's definitely been affected by the economy and the downturn we've had in the past few years.
For more information, you can like Thoroughbreds Helping Thoroughbreds on Facebook. That's all for this Saturday's Horse Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.